You are listening to Hands at Work Audio.
George Snyman is speaking about the Jesus we know and about Maranatha workshops, which have been a focus for Hands at Work in the communities where we bring real support to care workers who give up their lives to the poorest of the poor and the most vulnerable.
Dear friends and family of Hands at Work community, the first quarter of 2014 could not have been more diverse and with more surprises than it was for me. Meeting with our African leaders in January was nothing short of inspirational. Added to this was our new watchword for 2014 from Revelation 3 verse 8, where our Father promised us open doors for this year, in spite of knowing our weaknesses. Our international volunteers, after a break in December, returned back to Africa full of energy and zeal. A number of our families were blessed with new life, and I watched my son Joshua getting married to the girl of his dreams. But of course, with this, some curveballs also came our way. Things we hoped for didn't materialize. People disappointed us, and many times we didn't do the very things that we hoped to do. Well, exactly a year ago, I met with some key Hands at Work leaders, and we wrestled with the question, which Jesus do you know, and how does that influence your life on a daily basis? It took us to Isaiah 61, the scripture Jesus read when he told the people his life mission. He made it clear that he came to heal the brokenhearted and to comfort those who mourn. It was deeply personal for him, and he knew each one of us by name. Now friends, that's what I call good news. Someone came at his own expense to my rescue. In fact, he chose to give up everything. All of his rights, his status, and those close to him agreed with him, and they agreed to pay the price with him. A perfect community saw chaos and pain, and they decided to reach out because they're so committed to love. When we as leaders again carefully considered this, it truly inspired us to dig deeper, not only in communicating this good news to the most vulnerable in Africa, but to actually reveal it by acting it out on a day-to-day basis. We call it the domino effect. We visit others because He visited us first. We decided to use the same method to reach out to others as Jesus used to reach out to us. To have beautiful feet and to go to the broken communities to bring healing and comfort. We had no official training or manual, but we had a burning message of love in our hearts. Our first target? Those amazing women who tirelessly care, often without any means at all, for the children who lost their parents, and with that, all hope of a future. We decided to call it the Maranatha Workshop, which means Come, Lord, come. Although we firmly believed in the message, we were not ready for what took place when we hesitantly started the first workshop. We were only a small team when we moved into the first community for a week, where we stayed with the care workers in a community. Our first topic that Monday morning was, Do you know the Jesus I know? The one who came to heal you and the one who knows your name. The response was overwhelming. And for the first time, many of our care workers heard of the heart of our Father and the compassion that He has for each one of us. As the week continued, we discovered the level of pain and brokenness in these precious women. Many of them would, with tears, shed for the first time in public of the abuse, rape, bitterness and unforgiveness in their lives. We sat for hours watching and listening as the Holy Spirit worked in their lives. It became so clear to us that healing to them means healing to our children. We made a commitment to do this in every one of our communities, in all 8 our countries. And friends, as we continue to pursue this, we looked at the results and realized that this is going to have a defining impact in the quality of care. Of course, this is only the beginning. In August, key leaders will meet again to evaluate the impact and all the lessons we learned. During this time, we will also agree on the way forward. How to take this to the next level of care. We are, for example, already very aware of how desperate need there is for this workshop in some form to be presented to the grandmothers who are also caring for so many grandchildren after they lost their own children. You, as a friend and supporter of the Hans family, you are in the trenches with us in doing this work. We saw how our Father loves it when someone goes and bring the good news to those without hope and without love. But we also saw his commitment to those who support those going, as he did himself support his son when he went. Right now, for you, life might be at a good place. Or maybe you are facing some curveballs at the moment. But I want you to know that you are also known by name. You are also passionately loved by the same Father who's got such a huge heart for the orphans. Today you must know that you are part of something amazing. You might go to work today. You might look after children. You might have to do something which is tough for you. But back in Africa, there's something happening. There's something amazing happening to the broken. And you are part of that. And I want you to continue with us in this. You are part of this beautiful news that someone saw pain and he went. Someone came to visit us first. Thank you for walking with us. Blessings out of Africa.
Thank you for joining us. www.handsatwork.org